gay news. You will not believe what Spider-Man just did. Spider-Man just said, protect trans kids.
Gwen from across the Spider-Verse is trans. And in a scene where she's talking about having to hide her true identity, color tone is super trans-like colors.
Did Marvel's new movie Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse endorse trans children? Let's talk about it. Young Apollo with the All right, so we have a new movie titled Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Got the girl bosses in it, but does it also have an endorsement of trans children?
What?
More specifically, a flag shown in one of the frames that says protect trans children. This movie is getting an abundance of great reviews. It's got a 96% audience score, and apparently this is a success. But I've been seeing videos of trans and non-binary people cheering on this movie for a very different reason. Let's watch a TikTok.
A lot of people on Twitter think that Gwen from Across the Spider-Verse is trans, and they actually have quite a lot of evidence to support their claims. Firstly, she has a gigantic sign above her door that says protect trans kids on a trans flag. Her dad also has a trans flag painted onto his cop's uniform. And in a scene where she's talking about having to hide her true identity and her true self, the color tone is super trans flag colors, including her hair is literally like highlighted in the trans flag. But what do you think? Is this an intentional choice by the artists and the animators, or is this purely a coincidence and a lot of people on Twitter are reading into it too much?
Yeah, a protect trans kids flag is just purely a coincidence, right? Because what animator would ever try to inject their own personal political agenda into a story? That never happens in Hollywood anymore.
Of course not.
This is really interesting to watch, and I haven't heard many people talking about this outside of leftists on the internet who are cheering this on. Here's a better picture of that flag in Gwen's room that says protect trans kids. And it's not only that. Our main character, who plays Spider-Man, has a hashtag Black Lives Matter, I believe, pin on his bag here that you can take a look at, as well as that trans flag insignia that is apparently on the police uniform. Now, the pin and the little flag, and maybe even this flag in the bedroom, you might look at and say, well, this is just subliminal messaging. Kids aren't going to recognize this. But I think people are catching on. Subliminal messaging is done for a reason, right? They want you to be able to recognize these insignias and these flags when you're out in the normal world, and you'll say, oh, I saw that in Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. This is what they're expecting. This is a movie that is being directed towards the eyes of young children. They can't do that anymore without injecting their own political agenda into this. And let's not lose the point that this says protect trans kids specifically. That is something that needs to be talked about here, because right now we are in the throes of a very contentious political debate about trans children, meaning children who are confused about their gender. And the children who struggle with this idea and with this feeling of gender dysphoria are not having good outcomes when they are pushed down the route of blind affirmation and medical transition. But this movie, through its use of this flag, is insinuating that that needs to be protected. That is what they're endorsing by showing this in this movie. To me, this is very concerning. Am I at all shocked that this is happening in children's movies nowadays? No. And they know. It's because they're soft and malleable. And if they can get young people, while they are young people, to believe these things, it will more than likely carry on into adulthood.
Bingo.
They don't care what you think as a parent. You've gone to the movie theater with them. You've sat them in front of the TV. Now it's their turn to indoctrinate your children. It's their turn to push on their own political messaging. And people are excited about this. Let's see.
Gay news. You will not believe what Spider-Man just did.
Miles, want to get out of here?
Spider-Man just said, protect trans kids.
First of all, how is that gay news? What does being gay have to do with being trans? I know we all like to lump everything together nowadays, but I'm just not understanding. I wasn't going to see this movie. Now I'm going to not see it even harder.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what it means.
Because I just cannot actively go to a movie theater and watch something like this, even if the score is 96%. I don't care that this is a good storyline, because the storyline is tainted by political messaging that they could not help but place in in the movie. And must everything be tainted by this stuff? I mean, Spider-Man has been a long-standing pillar in American entertainment and a character that everybody could get behind, root for, and watch. And in the creation of this movie and their choice to subliminally message their own political standings in this movie, Marvel has effectively planted a flag in the sand and said, this is where we're at. If you do not agree with us, your visions are not welcome here. Your political ideas are not welcome here. And we feel the need to let you know, even when you are just trying to go to a movie theater and enjoy a movie with your kids, that this is where we stand. Who cares about the long-standing reverence for these great characters? Who cares about just regular, average fun and entertainment? No, we must politicize everything. Like I said, I'm not shocked, but I'm over it. But this is the state of modern entertainment, right? Yet another movie that is going to be stamped with the year 2023, with probably no classic messaging, no timeless through lines, because all they care about is their own ideology. That's it. Let me know how you guys feel. Am I overreacting because kids are not going to recognize this message and it's just a little nod to parents and the political agenda? Are you too feeling that you should not watch this movie based off of what is featured in the background and what messaging is being pushed forward? Let me know. And as always, we encourage healthy debate. So duke it out, but do so respectfully. Please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every single day. And I'm going to continue to not watch this even harder.